this is Sarah.
And this is Rachel.
And this is The Ripper Diaries, a podcast where we rip apart, episode by episode, The Vampire Diaries. Warning, this is a rewatch podcast. Spoilers always, always, always come up.
Yeah, I'm sure you can't guess what episode we're talking about this week.
Yeah.
This week we're talking about season 2, episode 18, The Last Dance. Why am I blanking on this? Yeah, The Last Dance. Obviously the 60s decade dance.
Yes, yes.
Love. Explains the outfits.
Yeah.
You don't just normally dress like this.
Yeah, if you're audio only, you're really missing out.
Yeah, you are missing out on the visuals.
Yeah, you got to go to Instagram or TikTok or something.
For sure.
And take a look because we went all out
this week. Yeah, we really did. Love the 60s.
Love the 60s.
Unlike Alaric / Klaus.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
And love the decade dances. They're the best episodes. And it's hard to say this might be the best decade dance, but it's definitely competitively the best with, I would say, the 20s. But
oh yeah, yeah, 50s is kind of whatever, it's just the tomb vamps, but yeah this one with just Klaus and Alaric's body, the looks,
so
everything
iconic.
About it is so good. But 20s is close.
But I did want to call out, like I did at the start of the last episode, the director, new segment.
Love that.
And so this director, don't know how to pronounce names. I'm so bad with names. John Behring, I believe. B-E-H-R-I-N-G. He is so fantastic. He's one of my favorite TVD directors because he's done some of the best episodes, including this one, obviously. He also did in season 2, Plan B, which is one where Mason dies, which we loved.
Yeah, that's an amazing episode.
Yeah, and then he does As I Lay Dying, which is the finale for this season.
Oh my god.
Then he does the season 3, episode 1 premiere, The Birthday. He did the
Oh my god.
The Reckoning, The Departed, the season 3 finale.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He popped off.
He's an icon.
Yeah.
So love him. Excited for this episode. He always does the killer great episodes.
Yeah.
So excited to talk about this one.
Yeah, so much good to say here, but we can just jump right into it. We open up pretty much where we left off last time. We're in Alaric's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Alaric is looking through the closet. He's looking through the wardrobe. It's obviously Klaus looking through everything for something to wear. We see Catherine is still there, held hostage. She's tied up to a chair, it looks like.
Yeah.
And at this point, Alaric is just Klaus, I should say, I guess. Yeah. Klaus is trying to figure out how he can be Alaric. So this time it makes sense to say Klaus. But Klaus is trying to figure out how to be Alaric. And he's asking Catherine, everything he needs to know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's so interesting because this is our first real Klaus scene, obviously.
Yeah.
We just got the little, bop in of him at the end in the last episode mm-hmm. with the hello, Catherine.
Yeah.
But this is where we're really getting, some dialogue. We're getting some vibes from him.
Yeah.
Of course, it's so interesting because it's not Joseph Morgan Klaus. It is Matt Davis, who plays Alaric, playing Klaus. So it's such, a different perspective of him, I guess, a different mm-hmm. interpretation. And in this scene specifically, I was just every line I was would he say that? This is definitely gonna be my new favorite game this episode.
Yeah.
Would Klaus actually say that, or would he just say it differently?
I know. And also, I don't know, I thought it was just interesting, even this whole thing with Klaus, him doing the little song dedication and everything. Something about that feels very unique to Alaric / Klaus rather than just Klaus.
It's interesting. The dialogue specifically is the thing that stuck out to me because in this scene when he's trying to pick out an outfit, he's looking at Alaric's clothes and he says, "Who is this guy? Safari Sam?" I was like, I don't think Klaus would say that.
No, probably not.
Klaus would not know who Safari Sam is. So it's funny, as the scene keeps going, because then Catherine tells him which shirt to wear, because Catherine is, mm-hmm. you said, guiding him through all of this. She's, filling him in on everything he needs to know to be Alaric. So he, she picks out his shirt,
mm-hmm.
and he says, "Thank you, honey." I was like, would he say that? And then I was like, yes, actually, Klaus would say it, but his inflection would have been drastically
different.
Joseph Morgan, I think his delivery of lines is so mm-hmm. different than the Matt Davis takes a sort of sarcastic, snarky, smart alecky guy take to Klaus that I think Joseph plays with a more lethal charm is the way I would describe his Klaus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I was thinking about this too, because I think most of the dialogue in my view works for Klaus. But it's definitely the delivery. And I was wondering if Matt Davis was doing this more so to just make it distinguishable from Alaric.
Yes.
Because I don't know if he could just amp up the charm and have it be clear.
Yeah.
It's Klaus.
Well,
I don't know.
And I would imagine too that he's doing this. Joseph Morgan hasn't probably been cast, or at least has not been on set yet. So it's not there's anybody to work with. He's just choosing. And yeah. I agree. I thought the same thing. I was like, I do like Matt Davis's version of Klaus. Like, I think same. He is a very, like, you know, menacing, villainous character. But the thing I thought, too, was, like, it is so distinctly different than Alaric.
Yeah.
That was definitely a choice being made where it was, like, you just definitely want to, like, keep the line there of, like, for an audience, we know yeah. who he's playing, like, immediately. It's kind of like a Catherine Elena situation where it's, like, just looking at him, you can tell he's, like, a different person.
Exactly.
But yeah, so the writing is really interesting here. And then they talk about Elijah, too, because Catherine's yeah. filling him in. And she's like, oh, yeah, he's, like, daggered in the Salvatore yep. basement. And he's like, Alaric Klaus is like, oh, yeah, like, that needs to stay right where that is. That guy's a buzzkill. I was like,
okay, that I don't think he would say.
I was like, the characterization of Klaus is so different in this episode. It's, like,
yeah.
Again,
yeah,
it's, like, laid-back, cool no. guy. I was like, this is not yeah. Klaus's vibe. Klaus is not yeah, laid no. back about a single thing not in anything, his life yeah, ever. No. Klaus would be like, yeah. keep the dagger in, but I want his body now.
Yeah, bring me his body. I have the coffin ready to go.
Yeah. yeah. So, I don't know. It's so interesting to, like, yeah. watch the dialogue here. But also, this is a general thing. I do not understand why the originals don't keep their accents when they take over people's bodies. He's speaking an American accent this whole episode.
Oh, and I'm yeah.
like, that's it true. Like, if you've watched originals, they take people's bodies all the time. And their accents do change with whoever's body they go into. But I have never understood that. I'm like, this feels like an actor thing where they're just like, we're not going to make our actors, like, you know, learn a new accent for a week.
Yeah.
And probably because they started the precedence of, in this case, if they didn't know it was going to be Joseph and that he was going to be doing an English accent, but he has an English accent, they might have just not known to tell him to yeah. do it. And then they just had to keep up the precedence of, like, well, they just don't change, or they do change their yeah. accents to, like, whatever the host body is.
Yeah. Again, I think we said this when Elijah came on scene and he has, like, the sort of American accent in the beginning. I think they just didn't really know what they wanted to do with accents. I mean, we talked about this before, too. Cole didn't even know what his accent was supposed yeah, to be.
He,
like,
showed
hello,
up on
brother.
Set trying to be American.
yeah. yeah. So yeah. I think that's just, like, they
but
weren't
the
really
thing
sure.
Is, that's interesting is then they kept it going. It became, like, a rule yeah. where it's, like, whenever an original takes over some, like, when he takes over Tyler's body later. He just talks like Tyler. It's just Tyler's
yeah,
accent.
Yeah, it's just Tyler's voice. Yeah, I think it's probably just for the actor. It's just easier.
Yeah, which I'm like, I feel I like it should change.
Yeah, we should have I feel made like Michael Trevino Paletta.
English accent.
English accent.
But, like, he'd still have to do the American one when he's, like, pretending to be
yeah,
Alaric,
I guess
pretending
that's true.
To be Tyler.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I'm like, it doesn't make sense to me. I feel
no,
like
not really.
Your accent is more of, like, a mental thing necessarily than, like, a body thing, but yeah. maybe I'm wrong there. I don't know if somebody knows more about accents yeah. than me, like, let us know because I'm curious. But anyway, so Catherine yeah. is yeah giving Klaus the whole catch up of everything, like you said, like Elijah's in the basement, Alaric is like fighting with Jenna because of yeah. Isabel, like there's all this drama going on, and Catherine is like so clearly afraid of Klaus, like she Very. Literally asks him just to kill her now, like
yeah,
just get it
just
over
with it.
But like he's clearly playing a game, and he says like, oh, I've been looking for you for 500 years. Your yeah. death is going to last at least that long.
Yeah.
Not looking good for Catherine.
Yeah, no. She's not getting out of this alive. And no. In fact, well, she's still alive at this point, but he's
dragging it out.
He's dragging it out. He's making it as painful as possible. This, I felt like, was very on character. Mm-hmm. Klaus is about to go leave to be Alaric, go to school, of course. It's a yeah. school day. We don't yeah. see many of those in the show, but it is. And, yeah, Klaus tells Catherine to, he gives her, a pocket knife.
Yeah.
And tells her to stab herself repeatedly in the leg. And if she gets bored, just switch legs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that I felt like, I was like, okay, this
that's
is Klaus.
So Klaus.
That's so
this
Klaus.
That's so Klaus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's such an interesting little thing to just, like, terrorize her.
Yeah.
And, like,
make her
oh.
suffer.
Yeah, and it's so painful, too. Like, just imagine you're having to stab your leg over and over again. And if you get bored, you are literally compelled to switch legs.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot control the action of, like, even the switching, which is
yeah,
kind of
no.
crazy. But yeah, so he leaves saying that he is going to go lay eyes on his doppelganger,
yes.
his precious doppelganger, is what
yes.
he says.
Yeah.
Oh, also important to mention, we forgot to say in this scene, is Catherine does think to mention Bonnie. She says, like,
right.
she's told him everything she knows, he should just kill mm-hmm. her. And he's like, but what do you not know? And yes. she's like, I have been kidnapped. I don't know anything. I'm out of the loop. But she does say, like, Bonnie lost her powers, but they were working on a way to
yeah.
kill an original without a dagger. So important thing for what's obviously going to set up Klaus in this episode and what he's going to be, like, paying attention to.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's pretty fully filled in. Pretty clever to ask her what she wouldn't know.
Yeah, love that. Yeah, smart.
Yeah, also very Klaus. Mm-hmm. But doing the smart thing, finally, we have at the Salvatore house, Elena and Bonnie are with a lawyer.
Classic.
Elena is signing papers, obviously, to become the owner of the Salvatore house. Why this didn't happen, like, season one, yeah, episode 2, seven. Vampires, like, yeah. Yeah, crazy. They're silly. But yeah, they're signing the paper. Bonnie and Elena are joking about not wanting to have to clean the place, yeah, even though she owns it. They're having fun. And outside, Damon and Stefan are trying to figure out how they can find Klaus, figure out what's going on. And they talk a little bit about Catherine, and they both sort of agree, like, she's probably dead. Like,
yeah,
she deserved it. If they only knew, again, only underestimating knew. Klaus at every turn.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting, too, the way that they talk about this, because Damon is the one that, like, mm-hmm, just out of nowhere suddenly asks, which I was, like, yeah, a little surprised. I was, like, we've talked about in the last ones how he's very, like, over Catherine, doesn't seem to care about her at all. But he's the one who, out of the blue, is like, do you think he killed her?
Yeah.
And Stefan is like, Catherine? And then he's like, probably. Like, whatever. She's probably dead. Who cares? But, like, yeah, Stefan doesn't seem that concerned. But Damon, like, kind of, like, nods and makes, like, a frowny face. Like, he looks a little affected by it, which I was like, it's very interesting. Even if he, like, doesn't care about her, he still has some degree of, like, caring. Yeah, he doesn't want her to be killed in that way by that person. Like, there's some degree of care there. But, yes, so he does show a little bit of, like, regret about the things going down with Catherine. But also, obviously, that is not the goal here. The goal is Elena. And so the paper signing is done. Yep. And, you know, Elena shows the lawyer to the door, which is also like, is this lawyer compelled? What does he think is going on?
Yeah,
like,
because her boyfriends are just giving her their house. She's, like, 17 at this point.
Also, her and Bonnie literally talk about, they're like, it's so I cannot, like, let a certain person in, if you know what I mean. I was like, he probably is like, these girls are in some weird cult where, like, you be, like, invited in.
Yeah.
Or like, I was like, this guy is, like, none of my business.
Yeah, he's like, not, this doesn't pertain to me.
Yeah.
That's your client privilege. I'm out. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely are weirding out this lawyer, but he goes on his way.
It's just, yeah.
And Stefan and Damon go to, like, follow her inside, but obviously they hit the invisible threshold now that it's officially Elena's house. I was like, how do you completely forget the whole point of what was just happening? They all walk in and Elena's like, oh, I forgot. I was like, this was the whole point of what you were doing. How do you just forget? Like, I know it's supposed to be, like, their house, so they're just used to it and they don't think about it. But I'm like, I would not forget. That is the whole point of what is happening in this current moment.
Also, I love that. I just love this whole idea that literally for some reason the being invited in thing is, like, a legal function.
Yeah.
Like, they just sign over it. It's lawyers just like she signs the power. Yeah. It's like, okay, it's hers. I don't know. It's just always funny to me.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think it would almost be like she stays the night and then it starts happening? You know
what
I mean?
It's like she does something more to seem like an owner. I don't know.
Which is like whoever wrote this law when it was Esther, I guess, was like, when you've legally owned and possessed the home.
Yeah, back in 1000 AD. Yeah, before the law was even a thing.
Yeah.
Esther was like, yeah, you have to sign for the house.
Such a weird,
I don't know, it's so funny. But yeah, so anyway, yeah, they do the thing where they hit the little barrier and Elena's like, oh, I forgot. Sure. And of course, you know, Elena pretty much immediately like welcomes Stefan in. She invites him in. And then, of course, Damon is standing there and he's like, are we really going to do this? Are we 12? And
Elena says one of us.
Elena's like one of us, obviously Damon. And of course, before she's willing to invite Damon in, she makes Damon agree to, like, obey her and do things the way that she wants them to be done and run everything by her. And, of course, Damon agrees. But as we talked about in a previous episode, means absolutely
nothing. He also agrees so reluctantly, only so that he can get into his house.
Yeah,
like,
he barely agrees at that. Yeah.
And I love when he does get in, Stefan's, like, smirking at him, and he's just like, shut up.
Yeah. I love that little exchange. Yeah, very
such
brotherly.
Siblings. Yeah, yeah. They're such good brothers.
They really are. Believable in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, they have the house signed over. They're all invited in at this point. And Elena and Bonnie are grabbing their jackets. They're like, we're off to school.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Bye. And Stefan and Damon are outraged. They're like, wait, we didn't just make you a safe house for you to just leave.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know Elena. She's like, I'm not going to be held prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's smart, like, what she says, too, because she says, like, yeah, where is Klaus? Like, you want me to just stop living my life? We don't know
where he is.
We don't know when he's coming. We don't know if he even knows. Like, yeah. I'm supposed to just stay here forever? Like, yeah. It's a valid point to
it
be
is.
Like.
It definitely is.
That's not a plan to just hang out at the house forever.
Yeah.
And she says to her, like, argument is, the safest place I can be is right next to Bonnie. So, might as well go be with Bonnie.
Might as well, yeah. Yeah, so they're like, okay, sure. Fair enough, I guess. Yeah. And, of course, they all go to school, and Stefan says, you know, I'm coming along.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he's, like, reluctantly like, oh, great. I thought I was out of this. I didn't think, like, I'd have to go anymore.
I was only going to high school to get with you, and now I have you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah, but, yeah, Stefan reluctantly goes to school. They're all on their merry way.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, before going to school, Matt stops by the Forbes house.
Yeah, not to see Caroline.
Not even to see Caroline. Just to chit-chat with Liz about their little honeypot situation.
Yeah. This schemes.
Plot, yeah, this plot, this scheme. I'm like, it's so ridiculous. I hate it. I have not much to say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Matt just drops by the Forbes house before school for some reason. Sure. Can you imagine, like, going anywhere before school? We talked about this in another episode. Like,
it's, I barely had time.
6:30?
Yeah, I was coming in late to school because I could not get there on time.
You know me,
normally.
I was barely making 10:10. Yeah. Period, like, third period.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, you were missing first, usually.
Yeah. Probably second, yeah. But anyway, Matt is running all over the place, goes to the Forbes house, and he's just telling Liz he doesn't know how to act around Caroline.
Yeah, he can't do this.
He can't do this. Yeah, now that he knows that Caroline is a vampire, he doesn't know how to act, and Liz is just telling him, you know, just act normal. She thinks you've been compelled to forget. Just act like you did before.
Yeah.
And Matt tells Liz that Caroline wants him to take her to the dance. And Liz is basically like, then buck up and take her to the dance. Like, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, Matt is just very clearly reluctant to do this. But
yeah,
Liz is prodding him and she just says, you know, I can't trust anyone now. Like, I need you to do this. I need you to buy me time until I figure out what to do.
Yeah, she, like, continues to say, like, if Caroline says, like, if what she said is true, like, she's not the only one. The Salvatores are vampires. The Gilberts are, like, in on it.
Yep.
And Tyler Lockwood is God knows what. And Matt just, like, shrugs his shoulders. He's like, werewolf.
Yeah.
I was like, he's getting weirdly comfortable with the idea. He's kind of, like, accepting.
I mean, I was gonna say this later on. I do think Matt is kind of coming around.
He definitely is. It's like what Caroline said. She's like, you don't want, like, a couple days to, like, sit with this and like, think about it. He's definitely sat with it now and is, like, if not accepting, is, like, coming to terms with it. Like, making his, like, peace with, like, this is the world that he lives in now.
Yeah.
And realizing it's better to actually know than it was to be, like, lied to all the time and being pissed at everyone for just keeping him out of the loop. Like,
yeah. And I mean, I'll be getting ahead of myself. It'll come back around to this. Yeah.
But anyway, the scene ends, you know, with Liz just asking Matt, like, buy me more time. I just need more time. Yeah. So obviously he's going to have to take her to the dance and act like everything is normal.
Yeah.
So at the school, where things are not normal, in Alaric's classroom, everyone is sitting down for the first time in ages. They haven't been to school in years.
Yeah, they were probably learning about, like, the 1800s the last time they were
literally. They were. They were literally doing, like, the 1864 history. So, yes, it's been that long. They've gone 100 years.
Whatever. 100 years,
yeah. 100 years. So anyway, so Elena takes the poster for the 60s decade dance, like, out of her bag, and she shows it to Stefan, and she, like, kind of shakes it and is smiling. And it was so cute. And he shakes his head, no, we can't go to a dance now.
Yeah.
And so she turns right around and shows it to Bonnie, and Bonnie starts nodding her head yes, like, oh, yeah, we're going to the dance.
Love them.
And then Elena looks back at Stefan with, like, a smirk, like, haha, like, my third bodyguard is going to take me, so... I'm going.
Yeah.
Love her for that.
Which, also, I just wanted to call out here. I thought these decade dances were yearly. Like, I thought it was supposed to be, like, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, like, each year of high school. I thought that's what it was supposed to be.
No, they do two a
year. But it must be semesterly. Yeah.
Yeah, they do one in, like, the first half of the year.
That just occurred to me.
Yeah. No, yeah, I had caught that at some point that it was, like, I think they'll do, like, they do it in rounds is what I would imagine, is they do 50s, 60s 1 year, then the next year 70s, 80s, and then they must just, like, rotate back through, I guess.
I guess.
But it seems weird that in high school you'd have to do, like, two 50s decade dances.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because I can't remember if they ever do any normal dance. They have homecoming, I guess.
They have Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe that cycle's in there somewhere, too. But they never do, like, a snowball or, like, a, you know, like, a winter formal.
Yeah.
And they do prom, obviously. But they only do that their senior year. So I know some high schools it's only seniors go. Ours was juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But small school.
Small school. Anyone could have like gone, honestly.
20 kids at the dance if it were just seniors.
Yeah, it'd be kind of sad.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, hard to follow the dance schedule of Mystic
Wild.
Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Alaric Klaus arrives, and he immediately obviously spots Elena and is, like, giving her a very intentional look. You know, he's, like, really looking at her. But then he realizes he has to pull something together to teach, and he is asking, like, what he's supposed to be teaching. And Dana, the
girl star of the season.
Yeah, yeah, she becomes, like, a real character for a second here. She's like, you're teaching us about the 60s because of the decade dance.
Yeah.
She talks like a cartoon character. It's, like, very animated. And he says, like, well, I wish there was something good to say about the 60s, but actually they kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I was like, imagine if your teacher just rolled in and was like, worst decade, cool. But then he says, except the Beatles, of course, which I was like,
that is very not like Klaus.
The Beatles? Yeah, no. Yeah, I was like, he feels more like he'd be into like an English band around the same time. Like, I can't imagine. I guess they are English, but either
but
way.
Different. I'm more being like more like grungy. Rock. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Not so like poppy, especially when you think of like early like 60s Beatles stuff. I was like, but then I was like, I don't know. I could imagine him vibing to like Yesterday and just being like, all my troubles.
I guess, like, yeah.
Maybe Klaus has that in him. I don't know. But maybe it's the artist thing. He just respects the art.
Maybe. I don't know. I still picture him as more of like a, like a rock, like English rock.
That's what I think
for sure.
Too. So I just thought that was a little weird, again, the inconsistencies mm-hmm. of the character. And then he's like, what else was there? There was the Cuban Missile thing. The
moon landing.
Yeah, we walked on the moon, I guess. There was Watergate.
Literally me answering, like, my high school history final.
Yeah.
Like, writing down just the list of
things.
Some
things happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I was like, this sounds about right to me, actually, for Klaus.
This, I think, does make sense.
I don't think Klaus would follow, like, culture or news or, like, any human thing
also,
at all.
Yeah,
it's,
it would
like,
all
blur
together.
It would totally blur together.
Yeah, 1,000 years.
Yeah, and it would be like, who cares? Like, this is not affecting me.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Who cares? They're going to the moon and whatever.
Yeah,
like,
who gives a...
I think he'd be so disconnected. So I was like, this makes sense.
It does.
But then, yeah, going along with all of this, Elena corrects him. She's like, Watergate was the 70s, Rick. And then she's like, I mean, Mr. Saltzman.
Yeah, because there's like a... Yeah, there's like a weird almost pause or whatever.
Yeah, because she just called her teacher, not even by his first name that he asked them to call him by, but like a nickname. Like a very like personal nickname. I would be so weirded out if I were in that class. If I were like just one of the other students, I'd be like... Elena and Mr. Saltzman have a weird relationship.
See, the only reason I was like, I don't think this should come across this weird is because I feel like everyone would know he's dating Jenna.
Yeah, but they're not even really dating. Remember, they wouldn't even...
I guess.
So it's like, it's one thing to be like, yeah, I've seen her aunt hanging out with him, but I've also seen Elena going into his classroom at lunch by herself and talking to him for like an hour. And
I
like,
guess that's true.
Yeah, she's just calling him like Rick. I was like, I don't know. I feel like it is... Also, you have to remember high schoolers. Like, you're going to gossip.
That's so true, yeah.
Even as now as an adult, you might be like, oh, yeah, like, he's just become close to her family, whatever. It's like, still be like, as a high schooler, I'd be reading into that.
Oh, yeah. We need to know what Dana was thinking.
Oh,
what
yeah. What are Dana's thoughts? Get her on the pod. We need to know.
Yeah, we needed her insight.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's a little weird, but the scene ends there. And later, we see people outside. They're, like, prepping for the dance. They're doing all the, I don't know, making props or whatever, which isn't it the day of?
It is the day of. Also, it's, we'll see in, like, 10 seconds. It's lunchtime.
Yeah.
But also, I was like, that's kind of odd. It would seem like an after-school thing. But one, yeah, I guess it's literally same day. And second, I'm like... You and I would just skip every class to go randomly make a banner or whatever.
True. We were literally doing this. We were painting banners for, like, dances
during any period.
Any period, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we have to skip English, Miss Lester. Like,
sorry, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that 100%. And that's why, of course, Caroline is the one who's there doing this.
Yeah, I was like, this is so Sarah.
Yeah, that was me for sure. And so Caroline joins Dana, and they're, like, working on a thing. But then she spots Matt. Yeah. And they kiss, which I was like,
I know.
Matt, for somebody who's like not willing to participate in any of this, I feel like you're playing pretty comfortable at it.
Yeah.
So like they kiss and she asks like, what was that for? And he says he's practicing for tonight. And then they like coordinate their outfits. So I was like, Matt, it seems like it's coming pretty naturally. It feels like you don't really have a problem with this.
He's definitely warmed up. And I think that's again, that's really true by the end. And we'll get to it. But yeah, he's definitely warming up a lot more than Liz.
Speaking of warming up, not warming up, having lots of issues, very cold.
Yes.
Bonnie and Jeremy are in the cafeteria having lunch, like normal people. And they're discussing, not so normal, they're discussing the spell again. Obviously, Jeremy's still stuck on the fact that Bonnie could die.
Yeah,
which makes sense, but is, a little, irritating. And Bonnie reiterates, Alina's not going to find out. Mm-hmm. She's not going to know that this could kill Bonnie. Jeremy can't tell her.
Yep.
And Jeremy is, just getting, nowhere with this. But, he obviously is just so upset. And Elena comes over and she asks Jeremy, how he's doing at the house alone with just John. Which I was like, love that those two always just get stuck together. Just John and Jeremy.
And I love that they just, left them at the non-safe house. They're those two can fend for themselves. We gotta get Elena. I mean, I guess she is the one at risk. But I just think
true,
it's funny.
True, but wouldn't they try to get at her just through, Jeremy?
That's what I'm thinking. At least get Jeremy in the house.
Yeah, who cares about John?
Yeah, John can fend for... He has the ring. Well, I guess Jeremy does, too.
I don't know. That's true. Maybe that's the logic.
Maybe that's the justification.
But still, it's a little weird. A ring can be pulled off. We've seen
easily.
Before.
Or cut off, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen it before.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they, John... Or Jeremy is it's fine. Whatever. It's not ideal, but, I'm fine. And he, gets up kind of angry. And Elena's, asking, about Jenna, too. And Jeremy says... Because, obviously, Elena hasn't talked to Jenna because that kind of ended badly.
Terribly, yeah.
And Jeremy's oh, Jenna's still, on campus. She's still out at, class and stuff. So she hasn't been at the house. And so he just kind of storms away. He's I gotta go to class. I'm late for class.
Yeah.
And Elena asks Bonnie, what was that? What is happening? And Bonnie, little liar, quickly deflects. She's oh yeah, I just told him to dress up tonight and he got upset. I was girl, that was so quick. You were ready with that.
She was, yeah. Bonnie is not letting Elena find out about this at any turn.
No way.
Yeah.
She covered it up fast. And then Dana comes over, again, star of the episode,
star
Dana.
Yep.
She comes over to the table and she says, hey, Elena, there you are. Okay, this is going to sound freaky, but there's this totally hot guy. And he asked me to ask you if you're going to the dance tonight. And Bonnie and Elena are obviously what? They're kind of laughing at this point because it's definitely just first of all, this guy sending Dana over is just weird.
Also, it's a small town. Who could it possibly be?
Yeah.
They
Elena
would know
wouldn't
everyone.
Know. She couldn't, they couldn't come up to her. So they're just kind of having fun with it. But obviously Bonnie takes over and is well, tell him she has a boyfriend.
Yeah,
which
also everyone would know.
Yeah, how would he not know that? So it's a little funny. But then Dana says, well, you could at least meet him.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Klaus. And so it's obviously a mood shift where it's wait a second. Oh, and she says too, he'll be at the dance tonight.
Yeah.
And he wanted you to save the last dance for him.
Yes, the last
and
dance.
So that changes, the last dance, the name of the app. So that changes the tone completely. She obviously doesn't realize what's going on, Dana.
Yeah.
But they realize she's being compelled, obviously. And so they're kind of asking her, well, where is he? Can you spot him? And she's just what? I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
So confused. But yeah, I love this move. I feel like this is very Klaus to be
Definitely.
To compel a girl and send her over
and
the mind games, the setting. It's kind of we talked about with Damon. It's this cockiness of being so smart that he's I don't even have to surprise attack her. I'm going to just
I'm going
to
tell her
I'm coming for her because I'll still get her.
Yeah, no, I do. Klaus. I do like this move. It does feel very Klaus.
Yeah.
Also, I just love the idea that Alaric is the one going up to Dana, which I know he's compelling her and probably compelling her to forget this even happened.
Yeah.
But I just love the idea that he was tell her a hot guy. Oh
again,
my God,
imagine somebody overheard this. They're Alaric and Elena definitely do have a weird relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're doing some weird role play thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Crazy.
But anyway. Yeah, so they're all alerted to this now. Obviously Bonnie and Elena are, shaken.
Yeah.
So we immediately see them at the Salvatore house and we don't see it, but they've obviously relayed this to Stefan and Damon. And
yes. Yeah. Obviously that required an immediate regroup because he's made a move now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they immediately are telling Stefan and Damon, we don't see it, but then we see Damon saying, then fine, we'll go to the dance and find him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about what they can do, how to find him when they don't even know what he looks like. And at this point, when they're trying to figure this out, Alaric/Klaus shows up and comes inside the house which always very interesting to me that
yeah, he doesn't have to be invited in. He doesn't have to
be invited in. But I guess he has no vampire powers either.
Yeah, he's just in a regular human body. He's just a human.
Yeah. But yeah, Alaric comes in very easily. And Damon immediately asks him, like, can you make me a chaperone for the dance?
Yeah. He's like, Klaus made a move.
Yeah, which I also always forget. Damon is supposed to be, like, Stefan's parental figure. Yeah. Like, at least as far as the town sees.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're talking about that, and then Alina says, well, what is the plan of attack? And Bonnie, of course, is like, me. I'm the plan. Classic. If I can find him, I can kill him.
Yep.
I love you, Bonnie. She's so confident.
She is.
And Alaric, of course, Klaus, is like, well, it's not going to be that easy to kill off Klaus. He's an original, you know.
Yeah. Well, again, this is another one of those dialogue things that was like, Because yeah. he goes, I mean, he is the biggest, baddest vampire around. But I was also like, I thought about it for a minute. I was like, actually, Klaus 100% would describe himself as the biggest, baddest vampire around.
So yeah, he probably like, would. It's kind of funny. I think it works. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so he's the biggest, baddest. And to sort of like try to test Bonnie, Damon sort of like rushes at her. But she immediately just throws him to the other side of the room, like just with her powers.
Yeah.
And Stefan just goes, well, I'm impressed.
He was probably like, do it again.
It's like, maybe we should see that one again. Yeah.
Yeah, Damon, go for it again.
Yeah. So Stefan impressed. They're all impressed. And Bonnie again just reiterates, like, she can kill him. She knows she can.
Yeah, she says it doesn't matter if he's an original. Like, I can take down anyone that comes at me. Like, I know I can kill him, Elena.
Yeah.
And it kind of focuses on, like, Alaric Klaus looking a little nervous.
Yes.
But obviously, again, this is the whole benefit of being in Alaric's body is he's getting this inside scoop. He had no idea.
Yeah, he chose Catherine, well.
Like, suspected. But yeah, he chose well and he got the exact info he needs, which of course sends us into the next scene then of like back at Alaric's apartment. He gets to like regroup and be like, okay, now we found out for sure she's got like all this power. What are we going to do about it? And so Alaric Klaus is, you know, regrouping with his team. He's got Catherine still in the chair, her leg covered bloody, in blood.
Just dripping in blood.
And she still has the knife in her hand at the ready. Yep. Maybe, I think he's told her to pause for now. Probably. But obviously she's been doing this for hours. And Alaric Klaus is like, looking around in Alaric's clothes, like, he's saying, like, does he have anything vintage? Obviously prepping, like, for the dance.
Yeah.
And he finds a fake drawer at the bottom of, like, one of Alaric's, like, clothing drawers. And, you know, he opens it up and obviously finds vampire killing equipment and weapons.
Yeah.
Alaric's, like, stash under there. And I was just like, Alaric has fake drawers to hide his weapons? This man is so paranoid. Like, why?
So unnecessary.
Yeah,
it's like alone.
Exactly. I was going to say, I understand the Gilbert family doing it because they had children in a house. Like, they can't just have that out and about.
Yeah.
But I was like, Alaric, you live alone. Yeah. And
I guess if Jenna were to come over.
I guess so. But I'm like, he just took these precautions without even knowing. I was like, paranoid. The man is paranoid.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's like, who is this guy? And Catherine's like, yeah, like local vampire hunter. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, and then Klaus. Department. Yeah. Klaus is like, oh, that explains the clothes.
Yes.
Like, the fact that he's the local vampire hunter.
Yeah. That
which I was like, that's Klaus.
Yeah. That's very Klaus.
Yeah.
And then Alaric Klaus tells his witch Maddox, who obviously saw a lot in the last episode, that there's a high school dance tonight, and I'm gonna need you to take out witch bitch, which I was like, witch bitch? Like, Klaus would never.
No.
He would never.
No.
But Maddox says that he can't do it because Bonnie has so much power right now that she'll sense him coming, like, immediately. Like, she would know. So Klaus is going to have to do it, and he's going to have to do it while he's still in Alaric's body. But Maddox says that, like, he can help with that because channeling all of that magic for Bonnie will kill her. Like, any witch that tries to channel that level of power will die from it. And all that Klaus Alaric has to do is provoke her to death, basically, until, like, she uses so much power that she'll die. And he'll cast a spell to help protect Alaric's body so that Klaus can, you know, stand up as long as he can to make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the plan. Alaric is protected by Maddox. He's just ready to go in there.
Yeah.
But we're almost getting ready for the dance. Cut to Caroline in her outfit.
Yeah,
her
love.
Jackie O.
Yes, literally, channeled today.
Yeah, what Sarah channeled today. She looks amazing. I love this. She's got the pink, like, Jackie O. She's got the, like, the rolled curls. She looks amazing. I'm like, I wish I could have pulled off that level in high school.
Oh my god, I know. Like, even now, I'm like, I barely committed fully to it because I was like, I'm not doing my. Well, first of all, podcast versus a dance is different vibes.
A little different, yeah.
But also, I was like, yeah, she went full out with the accessories and like the hat and the gloves and yeah, did the whole thing. And then, of course, you have her date who shows up, who's just Matt in a suit with a JFK button. I was like, wonderful.
I'm like, it makes so much sense.
Yeah, it makes literal, exact sense.
Yeah.
But before he shows up, Liz obviously is there, and she's complimenting Caroline on her outfit. And she's acting kind of weird. You know, we obviously know why. But Caroline is saying, like, oh, you work too much. Like, you're work stressed. And it's kind of like a sweet moment a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, Matt shows up and Caroline tries to kiss him immediately. But he like backs off and like looks pointedly at Liz like, I'm not going to kiss you while Liz is here.
Yeah.
And, you know, Caroline kind of apologizes. And I love that. Yeah. She has this like full look and he's just like
in a suit.
Matt vibes. Yeah. Matt vibes. But she says, Liz says like, you guys look good. Have fun at the dance.
Which also, I have to say it. The worst couple in high school goes as JFK and Jackie O. Like, sorry. Yeah. Like, I love Caroline. Matt, I'm lukewarm at this point. You know, if someone went as that in high school, like, to a 60s dance, it would have been the worst people you know. Sorry. Sorry if you did that. But I'm a hater, kind of. For just the couple's outfit, I hate it. I hate it.
I'm not a hater, so I can't relate, but
Caroline alone, I'm like, perfect. I love her. I think it's just Matt, probably.
It's the tack. I agree with the boy perspective of this, is I hate the boy who just tacks on the lazy outfit and is just, like, forced to go along with it. So I agree with that perspective.
Yeah.
But I love Caroline's look.
I love her look so much.
Can't critique her on this.
No, I don't critique her. She's just being brought down by Matt.
Just being like, I wore a button. It's giving like Jim in the office of like the Halloween costumes of like, I'm
Steve or whatever. Exactly. It's like.
Yeah, lazy.
Yeah, they called Jenna Auntie Vanilla. It's like Maddie Vanilla over here. I'm like,
yeah, that is his vibe.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Liz sends them on their way to go have fun at the dance.
Yeah.
At the Salvatore house, Elena's also getting ready. She's in Stefan's bedroom going through like old boxes of 1960s outfits. She's got like the dream here.
I love that little, like, it's such a minor thing because she's just looking through these briefly. We see it for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just love that they kept that. Like, Stefan would have been alive during the 60s, and he would have random, or his family, because I guess they're women's clothes, but
And that's what she says, is like, your family are such pack rats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, clearly they just kept all this stuff, which is
funny. Love that, yeah.
She's so lucky.
Yeah, such a good little touch.
Mm-hmm. And poor Elena, again, who was so excited about this dance earlier, you know, she wanted to go so bad. Now she's clearly, like, upset and, like, bummed out and, like, doesn't want to have to go there to just face Klaus. Like, she's definitely disappointed. And so, yeah, they never can have a normal, happy event.
No.
Stefan and Elena. And Stefan notices that, like, she's looking through the outfits and she, like, makes a joke about, like, should I go, like, Twiggy or, like,
sexy hippie?
Yeah. And her face, like, immediately drops. And so Stefan goes over and he hugs her. And he kind of tries, he, like, gives her an out. But she's like, no, like, we got to do this. And, Stefan is like, it'll be okay. Like, we're, you know, we'll get through it, whatever. The normal, like, Stefan vibes. And they kiss. And they don't notice Damon is standing in the doorway. And he's just like, anytime. Yeah. Anytime, guys.
Let's go. Yeah.
And Damon's look, gotta acknowledge. First of all, I love his outfit. He's not a Matt. He actually commits.
Yeah,
he wears, like, leather pants that are, like, long and, like, split. And he's got this, like, black shirt that's, like, really loose. It's unbuttoned.
Yeah,
it's
unbuttoned. It looks so good.
Yeah, he went full in on the vibe. He committed. And he's got, his hair is styled differently too. Yeah. It's like really like shaggy. This is what we want.
I know. I think that's also why I'm like, oh, Matt. There's such a contrast. I guess Stefan too doesn't really do anything. But
yeah, Stefan's vibe is pretty
Stefan is his usual
conservative.
Vibe.
Yeah.
His usual vibe.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, Damon does the anytime now and they all get ready and cut to the dance. We see Alaric arriving.
First
on the scene. He's ready. He is just like smiling at everyone, like dancing his way through the crowd.
Living his best life.
Yeah. Klaus just having a little fun with it. And Dana sees him and compliments his outfit. And Alaric is like, and who are you? Because Dana has a date, of course. And he's like, and who are you? And he's like, it's me, Chad, from third period or whatever. Which I thought was funny. What do they think is going on with Alaric?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Amnesia.
Yeah. And
He offers them extra credit.
Yeah, Alaric offers Chad and his buddies a little extra credit. Mm-hmm. We don't get to see where that goes.
Yeah, dot, dot, dot. But I do feel like this is another scene that's, like, very Klaus. One, just doing this, but also, like, when he comes in, he's, like, dancing. Yeah. He's, like, vibing. I was like, Klaus would be having the time of his life. This would be the most fun he's had in, like, centuries since he put his siblings in a box 100 years ago.
Yeah, so true.
But, yeah, he's been also waiting for this moment of the doppelganger for his whole life.
Yeah.
So I was like, he definitely would be thriving right now. This is very accurate.
Oh, yeah, no. He knows Elijah is dagger. Yeah. Things are going so
everything
good for
is
him.
Like Klaus's way right now. Like, he's, like, living for it.
Yeah, it's Klaus's world. We're just living in it.
Literally.
Yeah.
So then next we see Bonnie and Jeremy show up. And he tries to, like, give her the Gilbert ring. Like, he's like, this will protect you, whatever. And she's, like, making jokes about, like, oh, going steady. Like, that's the 50s, not the 60s. Yeah. But she explains, like, no, actually, like, I can't take the ring because it only works on non-supernatural people. And, like, as a witch, I am supernatural. It literally will not work on me. But, you know, obviously Bonnie is just, like, so upset. Or Jeremy's so upset. And Bonnie's still just trying to brush off his concerns. Yeah. And poor Jeremy basically has to say, like, I cannot have my third girlfriend die in a row. Like, I can't do that again. Which is a real hit where you're like, Vicky, he's got a streak of girlfriends dying. And Bonnie is, like, on the chopping block at this point. So,
I'm like, I mean, true.
She is. Yeah, no. She literally has said, if she does this, she will die. And she has to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Jeremy's just like, I can't handle this. This is not going well. And they hug again. She's like comforting him as much as she can.
Yeah.
And Damon immediately shows up, clearly having overheard everything. Mm-hmm. He's a vampire. He did not have to be even right next to them.
Yeah.
But he was right next to them. So he heard all of this. Again, dot, dot, dot. Yeah. That will definitely set some stuff up later.
He just kind of looks at them and goes inside.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything. But I think he and Bonnie share like a knowing look where it's like,
We all know now. Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, we see Elena and Stefan arrive. Love Elena's outfit, obviously. She looks so good. I'm so glad they redeemed her a little bit from the 50s dance.
I know.
Which we talked about it in the 50s episode. It makes sense because she slapped it together in like 10 minutes. But this, I'm like, okay, this looks good. And I think it's like, it works. Like, she just was a high schooler putting this together. It's not like anything crazy.
Well, and also, you know, she obviously would have slapped it together a bit in terms of, like, she looked through Stefan's, like, boxes and stuff and, like, got a look together, like, quickly. But, like, he has literal actual things from the 60s. Yeah. So she had a lot to, like, pull from there.
Yeah, she got lucky.
For sure.
Yeah. But they look amazing. Elena looks amazing. Stefan's whatever. And Elena and Bonnie have a little hug, and then they all just, like, go inside. Just a cute little moment.
Yeah. Yeah, and they all sort of, like, get in their little huddle. Bonnie, Jeremy, Stefan, Damon, Elena.
Yeah, they're, like, basically doing 1, 2, 3 team.
They literally do. They're like, so we're all ready to do this? And everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Go, team.
Yeah.
And pretty much just as Elena's, like, appearing, you know, like, Elena's getting in the door, Dana, the star of the episode again, goes right up to the stage, and she gets on the mic, and she thanks everyone for coming to the dance, and she says, we have a special shout-out tonight. This is for Elena from Klaus. And then the song by the Mamas and Papas, dedicated to the one I love, starts playing. It's so good. So iconic. So good.
So good.
It was like dying. I was like, this is so Klaus. It's so brilliant.
I know. I'm like, this, I do think it is very Klaus.
It definitely
just
is.
Just, like, haunting, the playing games.
Yeah, cat and mouse, like, always with him, of, like, feeling like he has the upper hand and willing to, like, exploit it just for funsies. Yeah. Like, he's definitely just laughing on the sidelines right now.
Yeah.
So good. Obviously, it freaks them out, which is the point. Yeah. But I'm obsessed with, like, Damon's reaction, too, because he's just, like, lame.
Yeah.
Lame. Boo. Yeah. Not good.
So they all just agree. Damon is whatever. He doesn't care. Elena and Stefan are kind of, like, looking around to see if they see Klaus, but no one really, like, sees him.
Yeah, she's like, I know everybody here. Yeah. Like, how could he be here?
Exactly. And Damon just tells them, just blend. Like, let him come to us. Which, again, I just love the way Damon is handling all this.
Yeah, he's so, like, chill about it.
So laid back.
Yeah.
And he says he's going to go up to Alaric. And Damon goes over to Alaric, and Alaric is like, wow, this guy is twisted. Like, this, he's a mastermind.
Yeah, special dedication. Yeah. Wow.
Whoa. And Damon is like, I'm not impressed. And Alaric / Klaus is kind of like, surprised slash disappointed.
Yeah, this is why Klaus never likes Damon. Like, yeah. He's like, immediately, he's like,
bad first impression.
Really, it is. He's like, this guy doesn't appreciate my sense of humor, so we're over forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're having their, like, little moment there. Clearly things are, like, working, not working for Klaus. Bonnie drags Jeremy out to the dance floor, so they're, like, dancing together. Yep. And Stefan also gets dragged out there by Elena, of course.
Yeah. Everyone's just trying to act normal.
Exactly. Everybody's dancing. And as Stefan and Elena are dancing, they spot Caroline and Matt come into the dance. They finally arrive. And Elena realizes, like, oh, my God, like, they don't know anything that's going on. Like, they have no idea. We have to tell them. And Stefan's like, I'll go tell them. Like, you stay here. And I love this moment. Stefan, like, you know, does, like, a little motion to Damon. Yes. And he immediately swoops in, grabs. Stefan spins Elena out. And then Damon grabs her. And they start dancing together. And I just love this. The bodyguards.
Oh, my God.
Switching off their posts. Always keeping Elena on the dance floor. This is, like, everybody's dream to be, like, just, you know, toss back and forth between your two boyfriends to dance with.
Yeah. I also just love this whole little dance scene. It's so brief. But again, as a Delana shipper, I'm looking for crumbs anywhere I can get them. But this scene, it's more than a crumb, I think.
Like, yes.
So obviously Stefan spins Elena into Damon while he goes off to talk to Matt and Caroline. And Damon and Elena are just talking, and Damon is being silly goofy. It's so fun. Elena is obviously, like, very stressed. So Damon is like, well, remember the last decade dance with the tomb vampires?
Yeah.
When they were all,
And you're all,
Yeah, and he's just being silly goofy, which I'm like.
And she's like laughing. Yeah. She's appreciating
it. Yeah, this is so what she needs right now. Someone to just kind of, like, take her out of it. Like, Damon gets it. He really gets it.
This is what I wrote too. I was like, the Stelena dancing moment versus the Delana dancing moment is so telling. Interesting how, like, Stelena, again, they're usual. They're just trying to pretend things are normal. Like, when they're dancing, they're kind of just trying to talk about normal things, but it's so awkward and stilted, and they're both clearly on edge. And then Damon gets in there and he acknowledges the problem. He's like, let's not pretend Klaus is not here. He is. But also, that doesn't mean we can't not have fun.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's such a different perspective of, like, Stefan definitely just tries to pretend that things aren't happening that are happening, whereas Damon's like, acknowledge it and move on. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It leads to fun. And, like, Elena cannot say in this moment that she's not charmed by Damon.
Oh,
like,
my God. I had
so charmed.
I had a note about this. Well, anyway, just to, like, wrap that up, they, like, Damon reminds her, like, oh, we won. Elena's like, yeah, we won last time. And they're kind of, like, doing a spin. Like, they're doing a spin move. And Elena smiles at him and is like, you're good at this. And Damon tells her he has moves she's never even seen before. Yes. And she giggles. Oh, my God. Like, how is this canonically not when she's in love?
Yeah, like, or at least really starting to be, like, attracted to him. I was like, this is definitely, we know Mystic Falls was the, like, first attraction moment. But I'm like, girl, you're lying if this wasn't big one too.
I know, I'm like, I don't understand, like, I think Nina and Ian's chemistry is too good. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's borderline unbelievable that she's not already in love with him. And, I mean, we know Damon is in love with her. But, they just have such off the charts chemistry. It's like, again, it's like almost too good.
Yeah, it's almost like they should have kept them apart a little bit.
Yeah.
But obviously feeding us Delana shippers, like, for sure.
But yeah, this scene is everything.
It's so good.
It's perfect.
Then we cut back to Matt and Caroline are dancing. But Matt had to be dragged out on the floor. He also didn't want to dance. Like, Jeremy also didn't want to dance. I was like, why do all the boys hate dancing? Matt, Caroline, even Stefan.
Yeah. And then Caroline, we see Damon putting all the men to shame.
Yes, exactly. I was like, Damon's the only one who loves to dance. He literally says in season one, I love to dance. I was like, love him. Love him. All the boys, always so reluctant. But it's so true to high school. The boys hate to dance.
They really do. Yeah.
Even now, it's unfortunately true for most of them. So whatever. But anyway, so they've reluctantly started dancing. And Stefan steals away Caroline to tell her about Klaus. And Caroline, being in the same spot as Klaus is so crazy to me, because obviously we know, like, the destiny. If they only knew. But glad she didn't interact with him, considering he's in the body of her baby daddy.
Future baby daddy.
So that would have been weird. But anyway, so we see Stefan must have, like, ended that and then returned to Elena by now. So Damon is free to steal away Bonnie. And he asks Bonnie if it's true that she has a 50-50 chance at surviving this. And Damon agrees, like, that he'll keep Bonnie secret, because she confirms, like,
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
In fact, I feel like she kind of insinuates it's not even 50-50.
She does.
She was basically just telling Jeremy that to make him feel better.
Yeah, she's like,
get him to stop, basically.
Yes, I thought that too. I was like, the implication here is definitely like, oh, it's probably like 100% I will die. Yeah, but
she's as good as dead.
Yeah. That's what I said. She's on the chopping block.
No, she is. She is.
She's on the chopping block. But anyway, Damon's like, and with all that power, like, there's no way to, like, increase your odds.
Yeah.
And she says, careful, Damon, I might start to think you actually care. And he's like, wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
And he's dancing with her. She's enjoying it. I was like, God. Bonnie can't deny she's being charmed by Damon right now. Like,
no, I was going to say, I'm like, Ian, I think it is, just has too much chemistry with everyone.
He does.
Holding Bonnie, like, he's behind her and she's in front of him, like, the way they're dancing.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant, because then you can see both their faces.
Yes.
But I'm like, it just looks so good. Bonnie's so obviously charmed. Yeah. Damon is charmed. I'm like, I think this happened in the books. Bonnie and Damon got together. I'm like, yeah. I ship that too.
Yeah, Damon fans anyone. Rise.
Yeah. Damon fans stand up. This is the Damon fan podcast.
Yeah, we've talked about it a few times now. Like, it's really been slowly growing and growing. Yeah. And this is an episode that's big for them, I feel. This is cementing of their partnership.
Definitely.
Because they go against everyone else in what they'll do at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Elena and Jeremy are standing on the sidelines watching the two of them dancing, which is also cute. And Elena's like, what are they up to? It's like she immediately knows. She's like, this is chaos. This can't
be
combined.
Good. This can't be good.
And Jeremy gets all upset, obviously, because he obviously knows, like, Damon overheard, and it's probably what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And he kind of goes off on his own. He's like, I don't know what they're talking. He just leaves.
Yeah.
Again, going off on his own, which was the whole point. I was like, why would we not, how do we not learn things that we need to stay together when an evil vampire is, like, at the dance, you don't know what he looks like or who he is. We don't go off on our own, but whatever. Jeremy goes off on his own. And Stefan obviously, like, immediately follows him and is like, what the heck, Jeremy? Like,
literally what you just said. Why are you?
We have to stay together. Which I thought was funny because he says, Elena thinks we should stay together. So Stefan's just, like, following her orders, which I thought was kind of cute.
It's cute.
But Jeremy reveals, like, I got the ring. I'm fine. Like, blah, blah, blah. Jeremy logic, usual.
Yeah.
And so Stefan does, like, end up leaving him on his own. And I don't remember how that happens. He'd allow that. He reveals Bonnie.
Yeah. So Jeremy, you know, is clearly upset about something. And Stefan is like, what's going on? Like, just tell me.
Yeah.
And Jeremy sort of slowly reveals that Bonnie's going to die if she fights Klaus. And Stefan is very surprised.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Yeah.
And Jeremy is, you know, basically, and again, I think this justifies Jeremy's seeds, because I've been like, okay, whatever. Don't care. He's concerned. Don't care. But Jeremy poses it like this. Like, what is he supposed to do? Go tell Elena and have Elena be the one to die? Or just let this happen and have Bonnie be the one to die?
Yeah, he's in a really hard spot.
Yeah, he really is. So I think Stefan leaves him be because he just immediately runs and goes and tells Elena.
But I'm like, Stefan.
Why he leaves doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
But I think it's because he goes and tells Elena immediately.
Yeah, which does make sense. But it is like,
drag him with you.
Yeah, Stefan, you can't do something to take care of that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we see Damon, his iconic dance moment with these random girls. He's just, like, grabbed. I don't know. He's just dancing with these girls. And it's so, like, cute. They're all bopping in, like, a line. I see this clip on TikTok constantly.
All the time.
The man loves to party. Damon loves to party.
I love him.
Yeah, I'd love him for that.
Yeah, he's just dancing. The song is going. It's, like, running just as fast as you can is the lyric. And he goes, oh, yeah.
We've been doing that all day.
It's
the best.
It's really cute. Yeah, he's doing all the moves.
Yeah, he's having a great time. Of course, Elena rushes in to ruin that.
Of course.
Obviously, Stefan has filled in Elena off screen. And Elena goes right up to Bonnie and, like, pulls her aside. And Stefan goes right up to Damon and pulls him out of his lineup and, like, starts scolding him.
Yeah.
And I can't help but point out, like, Damon learned this 20 minutes ago. Damon, like,
I know,
barely had a chance to tell anyone. So I'm like, I feel like the scolding of not telling anybody is a little unnecessary. But I guess Stefan maybe doesn't know how long Damon's known this. But I was like, just feels excessive.
It is excessive. Yeah, I don't know. I think they just needed to give them something to do while Elena and Bonnie talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. It doesn't really make that much sense. I guess Stefan doesn't know, though, when Damon found out.
I guess so. But yeah, then why jump to scolding immediately? Yeah.
It's Stefan.
Anyway, Bonnie and Elena go outside. Again, why are people leaving the group? Yeah. I was like so frustrated this episode. I was like, these idiots.
Have this conversation on the dance floor. Come on.
Yeah. Or even just on the side of the, like, or stay in Stefan the room. Or with
Stefan and Damon. Why didn't they all four talk?
Yeah. They're insane for this. So Bonnie and Elena go all the way outside and broken apart from the group.
Yeah.
And they start having this, like, discussion. Obviously, like, Bonnie is, like, gonna die for Elena, and Elena's like, you can't do it. But Bonnie's like, well, you would do it for me, and that kind of stops Elena, because like, Elena totally would do it for her.
Yeah.
They're really getting nowhere with this conversation, because they both get each other's motivation in it, but it's also like, that doesn't mean I'm okay with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So not going well with those two.
Yeah, no. But then we see back in the school, Jeremy again, he's in this hallway alone. So mad at whatever. Him. Yeah, he's just walking through the hallway where Chad, Dana's date, that Alaric slash Klaus talked to, like, kind of approaches him with a couple of the other teens. And they just immediately, like, attack Jeremy. He's kind of like, not tonight. Don't do this tonight.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, kind of start fighting with Jeremy. Obviously, they've been compelled. And Damon and Stefan, thank God, come and intervene. Yeah. I don't know why they weren't just with him in the first place. I don't know.
Yeah.
And as soon as Damon and Stefan arrive on the scene, one of the boys pulls out, like, the crossbow and shoots Damon with a wooden stake and, you know, hits Damon in the shoulder. And the other boys also pull out their weapons. And Damon realizes, like, oh, let me guess, like, this is hello from Klaus. Like, he realizes they're compelled and this must be Klaus. And Damon and Stefan are kind of fighting them off a little bit. And Damon, like, almost goes to kill one of them. And Stefan is like, no, don't. They've been compelled. We don't need to kill him. And Stefan realizes, like, this is just a distraction. Go deal with Bonnie. Like, go find Bonnie and Elena and figure out what's actually.
Yeah,
like, what this is distracting from.
Yeah, something is actually happening.
Yeah.
Of course, cut to what is actually happening. Outside, again, Bonnie and Elena still just off on their own. Alaric Klaus runs up to them. Yep. And, you know, he's like, Klaus has Jeremy, come on, like, we gotta go help. I was like, girls, you don't realize this is a little weird,
come on.
But of course, they're just, he said the perfect thing, they're both
Jeremy.
So they immediately, like, rush and they follow him inside. He's like leading them, like, deep into the school, like through hallways and stuff, and they're just following him, and it's starting to become clear, like, something's not right. Like, they're being led off to, like, a quiet, secluded place. It's like, girl, intuition. We know.
Yeah, they're not also okay. Yeah, exactly. Girls know this isn't good. They're also, like, not running anymore. Like, they've slowed down.
Yeah, they're kind of just walking. Like, and they say, too, like, Elena, like, says, like, something's not right.
Yeah.
And now that they're just free out in the open like this, Klaus is able to drop the Alaric act. And he said, like, I just had to get away from that dance, like, the 60s. Ugh, not my decade. Like, love who that. Chose that? And then he says, I much prefer the 20s, which I was like, love that we're dropping, like,
love,
the Klaus 20s connection. Yeah. It's such a part of his, like, character, obviously, in Vampire Diaries, that it's, like, love that they're already, like, hinting at that. And he keeps talking about it. He's like, the style, the parties, the jazz. So Klaus. So anyway, so they think Alaric is being compelled. They're like, did you take your vervain today, Alaric? And he's still just chattering away. Yeah. And he's like, I'll give you a hint. I'm not Alaric. And they still, they're like staring at him for a really long time. I was like, this takes too long. Come on. I know this is a power they didn't know existed. Like, it's something they haven't seen before. So I guess I understand not even thinking it could be an option. But I was like, girls. He's like, hint, hint. I'm not Alaric. And they're like, Klaus. It's like, oh my god, okay.
Yeah,
so they do the dramatic zoom in of Elena being like, Klaus.
Yeah Love that. And Klaus slash Alaric just goes, surprise.
Yeah. love him always.
Yeah, love all of them. But yeah, I think again, this is where sort of to that point, like, Elena says this isn't possible.
Yeah.
And Klaus just tells her just to relax. Like,
yeah, Elena, you're good.
Yeah, Elena, you're not on my hit list tonight. And then he turns to Bonnie. He's like, but you are.
Again, so cocky, so bold, always, that he's like, yeah, like, I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to do because I'm going to be able to do it anyway. Like, you're not going to stop me. So
yeah, which I guess it makes sense because he is trying to provoke Bonnie.
Yes, like, that is, like, the whole point is literally to provoke her to death.
Yeah.
So he's doing pretty well at it.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, goes straight for Bonnie.
Immediately. Yeah, he starts to, like, go toward Bonnie, and she, you know, she's throws him against the wall with her powers, like we saw her do with Damon, actually. Mm-hmm. And he gets up, and Klaus tells her that his body, Alaric's body, is being protected by a witch. Mm-hmm. So she's going to have to, like, hit him a little bit harder than that.
Yeah.
And then she does. Mm-hmm. And then...
I love her doing these spells in her go-go boots and her little dress. I know. Like, how iconic.
I know. She's very iconic in this. It looks so good. But yeah, she's... Bonnie is throwing Alaric / Klaus all over the place.
Yeah.
And Alaric reveals, Klaus reveals, like, you know, kill this body. Do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
I'll just jump to another body. Maybe Jeremy.
Yeah.
And at this point, Bonnie is like, run. Like, we just got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Because they're so caught off guard. Like, they just run.
Mm-hmm. She's, so, like, magically closing doors. Yeah. And like, running through hallways.
Yeah, exactly. They're running around in their go-go boots. It looks great. It looks so good. I love this. The 60s was an amazing choice for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they eventually run into Damon. And they fill him in really quickly. Like, they tell him, Klaus is in Alaric's body.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Damon tells Elena to go get Stefan. So she goes off. And Damon and Bonnie are left alone to scheme. And Bonnie tells him... Yeah, Bonnie tells him about the protection spell and that she's trying to break it, but she doesn't want to kill Alaric.
Yeah, because she says, too, she's like, yeah, even if I did kill Alaric, he'll just jump into another body. He told them as much, which I was kind of
exactly.
Like, why did he tell him so much?
Like, yeah.
He dropped a little too much info. But anyway, that is obviously helpful here because she's like, he'll just possess someone else. Like, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
And she says, like, he's trying to kill me. Like,
yeah,
that is why he's here. So clearly Damon and Bonnie have realized, like, we gotta take a different plan here.
Yeah.
And Damon asks Bonnie if she's willing to do anything that it takes to kill Klaus. And then it cuts away. Because obviously, you know, first time they want you to think some things. They want you to wonder what Damon is willing to ask Bonnie to do here.
Yeah.
So we see Elena is like, she runs back onto the dance floor. She finds Caroline first, and she says she's looking for Stefan, and Caroline's like, what's wrong? But then Matt immediately pops up, and Elena kind of has to quiet down. She's like, nothing.
Just stay with Matt.
Yeah, just stay with Matt. It's fine. And she, like, brushes her off. But I was like, this is where I was like, Matt clearly wants to know what's going on.
For sure.
Like, he's definitely, which I don't know if Caroline even told him any of the Klaus stuff, or if she kind of
kept
it. I feel like that would be such a long story. I feel like she must have only said her kind of piece.
Yeah.
But I feel like she must have mentioned that there was, like, I mean, because she got turned by Catherine, so she had to have mentioned, like, there's stuff going on. Like, there's some other vampires involved in all of this. So he must know something. At least that it's what's going on with Elena is definitely relating to all of this stuff. So anyway, so he looks very curious, but, like, they're kind of just left hanging there. Elena rushes off. And she does end up, like, finding Stefan. But we see Bonnie walking alone through the hallway looking very determined as she goes back into the cafeteria where Alaric Klaus is just sitting there, knife in hand, just, like, waiting, you know, just, like, chilling.
Like you said before, just very confident in his plan, which I guess he knows he's being protected, but whatever.
It's Klaus. He's always confident.
It's Klaus. He's always very confident. And he asks Bonnie, we gonna do this the easy way or the hard way? And Bonnie immediately, like, breaks his hand that's holding the knife, and the knife drops to the floor. And he says, the hard way. Got it. So they basically just start squaring off. And then Bonnie's nose, like, importantly, starts to bleed. So we know, like, this is using a lot of her power. And Alaric is, like, taunting her this whole time. And then we see Elena and Stefan running down the hallway. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they know this can't be good. And they run into Damon, and Damon says, let Bonnie do what she has to do.
Yeah.
And both Stefan and Elena are not happy about this.
Yeah.
But we cut back right now to Bonnie still fighting Klaus with her powers, and she's, like, breaking his legs. And we see the lights are starting to flicker, and there's a gust of wind pulling, like, posters off the board. Things are going down, and then her nose, like, starts to bleed a little bit more. And at this point, Elena and Stefan have gotten past Damon, and they arrive to the cafeteria. We see them running up, and Bonnie, like, closes the doors and locks them so they can't come in. And we get a classic Nina/Elena, Bonnie, no!
Yeah.
And they're just pulling on the doors trying to get in. And at this point, Alaric is crawling around on the floor, which I love. I'm like, wild. And the lights are breaking, sparks are flying, which mm-hmm. also, is this limited to just the cafeteria or is this happening in the rest of
that'd be great at the dance.
At the dance, they're like, oh my god. Just like the grill last week.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the electricity in this town?
Yeah.
But yeah, lights are like sparking, they're bursting, sparks are going everywhere. Mm-hmm. Elena is screaming mm-hmm. and this is a scene. Like this scene is such iconic. A
cinematic moment.
Yeah. I'm sure I don't even have to describe it to you. And to that point, it's such a scene. You should know by now, if it's a spectacle, it's not real.
Yeah,
like,
that's this, always how it goes.
Yeah, on a rewatch, you know. You're like, oh.
First time you fall for drama. It, though.
Oh, yeah, no. First time for sure. I'm like, oh, Bonnie.
Well, it's so drenched in emotion, too, because so Bonnie's doing all of this, and she looks back at Elena, who's in the doorway, and she just, like, smiles at her, even with, like, her bloody nose is, like, running down her face at this point. And suddenly her body, like, jerks, and she just falls to the ground. It's so dramatic, so you're just so caught up. And Nina is selling it so hard of, like, screaming. Oh, my God, that it's, like, you're so emotionally taken over that the logic isn't kicking in of, like, it's a scene, that means it's not real.
It's fake.
But, yeah, you're really, like, feeling for it at this moment. And so, like, as soon as that happens, you know, the doors open up because, like, the spell's kind of ended.
Yeah.
I am sobbing by this point.
Oh my God.
I was emotionally devastated. I've seen it a dozen times, and I know she is fine. And I was still like, oh, my God, Bonnie, no. So I'm getting teary-eyed watching it.
Of course.
Yeah, the doors open up. Selena rushes in. Elena is screaming, no. And she literally, like, takes Bonnie's body into her arms.
Oh, my God.
And she's, like, screaming, like, she isn't breathing. She isn't breathing. Stefan, do something. Give her blood. Do anything.
Yeah.
And Stefan says, it's too late. Yeah. And Damon comes in, and he tells Stefan to get Elena out of there so that he can deal with the body. And crazy, first of all, obviously very intentional, and Stefan has to literally drag Elena, like, off of Bonnie and, like, out of the room. She is sobbing, and she starts asking, like, where is Jeremy, and, like, she's just freaking out, she's breaking down, and Damon says that he'll find Jeremy, like, he'll take care of Jeremy, they just need to get out of there. And so then left alone is Damon with Bonnie's body, and he is gently, like, caressing her face, and he closes her eyes for her. It's so sweet. And it just kills me. It's, again, on a first watch, but then also on a rewatch, it's such different feelings both times. But I think either way, it's, like, such a caring gesture, obviously. He gives so much attention to her in this moment, which is a little negated by the very next shot, which is him literally putting Bonnie's body in the trunk of his car. I was like, she's alive. We can't just put her in a seat.
Yeah.
But I guess leaving a school dance with, like, a girl's passed out.
See,
not a good look.
Yeah, I thought that, too. I was like, we couldn't throw her in the back seat. But then I was like, actually, the optics on that would be terrible.
Bad.
Yeah.
But I feel like the logic could follow that someone would just see her in the trunk anyway. That's true. So I was like, I don't know. Either way, it's silly.
It's not good.
But as he's doing this, Jeremy spots him and runs up to Damon, you know, just after he's closed the trunk, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy's like, I got your message. Like, what's going on? Where is everybody? And Damon says they need to have a little talk. I'm so glad Jeremy found Damon before anybody else, first of all. Imagine if he'd found Elena first and he just, like,
thought she was dead. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. On a rewatch, it's obviously different. But, like, the first time, you're like, oh, my God, Damon has to tell Jeremy that Bonnie's dead. Like, so tragic.
He'll be good.
But obviously, on a rewatch, I'm like, thank God he found Damon first.
Oh, yeah.
That
would
have been. And I think Damon knows that, too. You know, like, they bonded over Anna. I feel like he must know. Like, I can't put Jeremy through
this. I can't put him through this.
Like, Elena did.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
I have more to say on that, but I'll save it for a little outro section.
Ooh.
Anyway. Damon has gone to talk to Jeremy, and then we just see back at the Salvatore house, Elena is sitting by the fire. She has, like, a blanket wrapped around her.
Shell-shocked.
She's just kind of, like, staring off, like, kind of crying still. And Stefan comes in, and he tries to give her tea. And
she's like,
I can't. I can't drink it. And she, like, does try to go take a sip, and then she just breaks down. She's like, this is all my fault. I can't drink it. I can't. And then Stefan tells her, no, this is Klaus. Like, this was not your fault.
Yeah.
And as Stefan is kind of soothing Elena, Damon gets home. And Elena gets up and goes over to him and asks what he did with Bonnie's body. Like, what did you do with her? And
because she probably knows too, like last time, like with Vicky, Damon just like buried her off the side of the highway. thinking that he did that to Bonnie would be like
horrible.
Even more traumatizing on top. Also, can we also acknowledge Elena watched her birth mother literally kill herself?
You stole my.
Oh, was that your next?
That's gonna be. Well, I'll just spoil it. That's gonna be my out of pocket.
Oh yeah.
She watched Isabel die last episode in front of her,
and then had to go through this like literal next day. You understand why Elena's emotions are
all over the place.
Yeah, just wild right now.
Also, not even all over the place. I would be so shell-shocked. Much worse. Like she's holding it together pretty well, actually.
Like, she's just like traumatized, like zombie state basically, which is so rare. But yeah, so Damon's come in and she's like asking him what he did with Bonnie's body, and he tells her just calm down.
Well, even worse, he tells Stefan to tell Elena, like, to calm Elena down, and Elena of course is like, don't talk about me, like I'm not literally right here, which I guess, I don't know, he's probably just emotional about this himself because I'm sure it was not easy to see this all happen,
but still,
I don't know, not great, not a great Damon end of the episode.
No it is not good.
But yeah, she, you know, Elena asks Damon, did you know Bonnie would die harnessing all of that power? And Damon says, yes, I knew. And Elena slaps him.
Goes straight for the slap.
Oh my God. Which Damon just takes it. But that really rattled me on a first watch. I was like, oh my God.
I know. Because it's so unlike
Elena. It's so un-Elena.
Like,
yeah.
I know she slapped Damon, I think, a couple times. Actually, yeah. This is the third time she slapped Damon, actually.
I think she has slapped him before, yeah.
Yeah, but this is the third time, if my memory serves.
It still feels somewhat out of character.
This is the only time he like really like lets her, except the first time she slaps him in season 1, episode 3 at the, like, when he tries to compel her
to kiss him.
And he takes the slap, but she thinks he's human. Then the second time she catches, or he catches her hand, but this one obviously, like,
he has to take it.
It's like a little like
he does just take it, and Damon starts to say, like, you need to listen and prepare for what I'm about to say. Bonnie had to die. And as Damon is giving this little speech, we see Jeremy, like, go into the witch house and, like, go down into the basement to where Bonnie's body is. And we hear Damon telling Elena that Klaus using Alaric's body was a surprise. She, like, Bonnie wasn't prepared for that. And Klaus wasn't going to stop. And we weren't going to be able to stop Klaus until, like, Klaus knew Bonnie was dead. Mm-hmm. He had to believe it. And at this time, as he's saying he had to believe it, we see at the witch house, Bonnie, like, comes back to life and she hugs Jeremy. And at the same time, Damon is telling Elena that Bonnie is okay.
Yeah.
Powerful. That almost had me, like, tearing up more than just watching Bonnie die. Yeah. I was like, imagine the relief.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway, whirlwind of emotions in this episode. And Damon just sort of walks off. And Stefan follows Damon out into, like, up to the stairs in the Salvatore house, and Stefan is like, you could have told me, like, why wouldn't you tell me? And Damon just says, how do I know you're not gonna just go blabbing this to your girlfriend? And Stefan, this is the moment where I'm like, point for Stefan.
Yes.
Stefan is like, how could you put her through this? He's like, do you even understand? Yeah. And Damon goes on one of his little, like, I don't know if I fully agree with this, love Damon, love his little speeches, but he just goes on his little self-righteous rant, like, this is why I didn't tell you, like, I, like, you couldn't have done it, like, I don't mind being the bad guy, which, I don't know, don't love this ending for Damon, like, I do, because it accomplishes what they need to accomplish,
but it's unnecessary to take the villain stance in the way that he does in this episode, is my,
exactly,
my feeling, because he's like, at the end of the day, like, I'm the one that's gonna keep her alive, which I was like, oof, Stefan, like, he's kind of got you there. Like, he's the one making the moves and is willing to do whatever it takes. However, Damon should have told Elena way sooner than he did. There is no reason he couldn't have called her as soon as they left the school and said, Bonnie's alive. Why would he have to wait until he gets all the way home?
And,
like, it's so unnecessary, the amount of pain and the, like, length in which he waits to tell her.
Yeah, I mean, that was my thought. I was thinking, and I meant to mention this before, we see, like, they kind of, like, pan around the cafeteria as soon as Elena and Stefan barge in. Mm-hmm. Klaus/Alaric is gone.
Yeah.
He leaves immediately. granted, I guess he could have been around the corner listening, but yeah, he wasn't. I don't know.
I wouldn't tell him in the cafeteria. I wouldn't have said it right there because I do think it's too risky. However, this is where he should have told Stefan, and Stefan could have told her immediately as soon as they got, like, in a car in a quiet place. Rush her there. Yes, obviously she would have to have gone through the trauma still for, like, 10 minutes, which is awful.
Yeah, still terrible.
However, but you can minimize the pain, and he didn't choose to do that. Who knows how long she was sitting? She was out of her dance outfit and stuff by this point, I think. So it's like,
yeah,
had she been home an hour, had she been home, like, who knows how long she had to sit with that.
Yeah,
and he just let her.
Not great.
It's bad. It's a bad Damon moment for sure.
Don't love this.
It accomplishes as a team what they needed to get done, so I see why he did it, but it is at the cost.
Like you said, I even see the bit about, like, the reaction being authentic. Like, I get that. But yeah, he could have told her, like, as soon as they got outside of the school into a car.
Immediately.
Yeah.
He should have.
For sure.
So, not looking good for them. But
yeah.
Better. Good emotions. Happy people. At the witch house, we, you know, Bonnie and Jeremy. Yeah. What should be a cute reunion of you got away, Bonnie, and you're still alive. We saved your life.
Oh my God.
Instead a product placement scene now. This is what we have to talk about at the end of a very dramatic episode is a product placement.
Yeah, MiFi.
Yeah, it's MiFi. If we're going to be stuck in here, we might as well have internet. He might as well just, like, held it at the camera and, like, did a little wink, a little smile. That's the vibe it's giving anyway. Jeremy's like, Bonnie, you almost died, but let me get my bag. Like, that is literally the vibe of this scene. Like, I was dying.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite product placements of the show. It's so silly.
It's so bad. Yeah, it's the classic, like, not, like, no phones in sight, just living in the moment. But the reverse. Like,
yeah.
His girlfriend is alive. He can celebrate that. We gotta have the Wi-Fi.
We need Wi-Fi. Jeremy's like, I can't stay here if there's not Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Jeremy's like, I'm leaving your ass.
Yeah. It's so funny. But it is cute, though, that he does say to Bonnie, like, he's going to stay there with her, which he probably just doesn't want to stay with John at the Gilbert house. Let's be real.
True.
But he's like, I'm going to stay here with you. Like, I'm not going to leave you alone in this, which is very cute.
Yeah.
And so Bonnie asks him to tell Elena that she's okay. Like, obviously, she feels so guilty about what she had to do to Elena.
Yeah.
And I love this line because she says, tell her how sorry I am for what Damon and I had to do. I was like, so interesting. Damon and I. When did they be? What was the Tyler line in season one? Like, the we people?
Yeah, the we people.
Bonnie and Elena, or Bonnie and Damon, are a step away from we people. Yeah.
They are.
They're Damon and I. They're about to be a we.
They are.
Love that for them.
Love them.
But yeah, so Jeremy says, why don't you tell Elena yourself? And he pulls out his little laptop with his MiFi Wi-Fi and he pulls up video chat with Elena so that, you know, yes, this is, again, product placement, even more of, like, you can video chat.
Yeah.
But this one I like. I think
this one pays off well.
Sense. It's exactly what you would do. It's like video chat of, like, I don't want to hear your voice. I want to see your face.
Exactly.
Like, I want to know you're okay. It fits within the scene. It also serves to help the emotional moments of, like, you get to see Elena on the screen being like, Bonnie, like, it's okay. Like, Damon told me everything. Like, you know, I totally get it. And, like, they totally get to, and Bonnie starts crying too. They're all like emotional. And it's like product placement that fits the scene.
It works.
It fits
the
moment. The MiFi, the opposite, took us out for a moment.
Yeah.
But the video chat on the laptop was like, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
It fits.
Yeah, no. Even the MiFi, I'm like, I can let it slide because the payoff makes sense. It works really well.
It's just the line. It's MiFi. Like, he might as well have been, holding the bar. He could have
done it a little bit more subtle. Yeah.
It's so silly.
Yeah, it's a little silly. But yeah, they get to FaceTime. Again, like you said, they get to say sorry. Elena says it's okay. On and on. Back at the Salvatore house, we see Damon is in his room, like, you know, getting ready for bed, whatever, when Elena comes in. And before Elena can even say anything, Damon is like, oh, like the reaction had to be real. And I don't love the way he kind of approaches that, but Elena, being Elena, is just like, I understand why you did what you did. Mm-hmm. And then she goes on to say, but let's get one thing straight, Damon. Bonnie will not die for me.
Yeah.
Really, really laying down the law here. Yeah. And Damon tells Elena, like, Bonnie is the only one who can kill Klaus. Like, we don't have any choice but to kill Klaus, and Bonnie is the only one who can do that. And Elena just says, we'll find another way. And Damon says, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know. little tense moment.
It's definitely tense. And then she kind of softens it by saying,
yeah,
I shouldn't have hit you.
Yeah. Not an apology, notably. Yeah,
I thought that too. Because I wrote in my notes first, I was like, Elena apologizes. And then I was like looking at it. I was
actually,
like, she doesn't apologize. She doesn't apologize
at all.
Which Damon does that all the time. So yeah. I was like, again, add it to the list. These two are so suited for each other. This like,
yeah,
literally can't say like I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he says apology accepted. So yeah. I think he kind of reads it as like, that's as close as I'm going to get to an apology.
Yeah.
Because he does the exact same thing. But he goes on to say, let me be clear about something. If it comes down to you and the witch again, I will gladly let Bonnie die. I will always choose you. What an iconic line. We're yeah. sitting like I almost just want to sit in silence and just let that sink in. Yeah. I will always choose you. It's such a memorable Damon line. And yes. I feel like Elena like really feels the impact of that. Like this is such a Delana thick episode, but this scene especially, like it's romantic, but it isn't.
Yeah.
Like there's so many like problems and things happening in this episode, but then there's that. And like, it's the classic fantasy, like, he'll do anything to keep her alive, even, like, risking yeah. her best friend's life and doing things that makes her incredibly upset with yeah. him. But at the end of the day, she is alive because of him.
Yeah.
So, it's such a heavy line to toe, and it's so interesting, and Delana does it, like, so well.
Yeah, no, I feel like this is definitely the best execution of that trope. Like, he'll yeah. do anything for her.
Yeah.
Even if he's the villain. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, as you like, you can see even in the moment, like I feel like it is played off very well because Elena doesn't really say anything for a moment. Like there's definitely a beat.
Yeah, she's definitely affected by it.
It's yeah,
like, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah,
how would crazy you respond day. If what someone would you was even like, say? "I'm always gonna choose you"?
Yeah, after yeah. your best friend just almost yeah.
yeah,
crazy day for Elena, and then she just eventually says goodnight and leaves.
Yeah, yeah, it's such an interesting dynamic between these two, like
yeah
I remember the first time watching this and being like screaming
yeah
like, this is wild
yeah
but yeah it they're just left at such a weird place, like it has just changed yeah. this moment specifically I feel has changed their reaction like or their dynamic so dramatically
definitely
and it's interesting too this like shot like and again maybe it's Delana Shipper reading into it too much but it kind of like the screen goes wider and you can see like his bed is in the frame and she kind of is like looking around the room a little bit, like looks mm-hmm. at the bed. I was like, I don't know how intentional that is, but I feel like it does add this aspect to it of like of the tension of being yeah. like realizing like, oh, like I'm in his space, like I'm in this intimate space of his,
and yeah.
like it kind of adds to the discomfort of the moment before she says goodnight and leaves. It's
yeah, no, definitely
so interesting. Again, love the director for the choices yeah. he made here.
Truly perfectly executed episode.
Yeah.
Right down to the last minute.
I forgot what happened. I was screaming. I was like, yes, 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 finally.
I know. I forgot this happens at the end of this episode for some reason.
Yeah, I did too.
But, yeah, right when I thought the episode was going to be done watching it, you know, recently, we see Elena sort of sneaking around downstairs after she's left Damon's room, and we see her go down to the cellar and
yeah.
undagger Elijah.
Oh, classic. And classic. I love the way they draw it out, too, because she, like, leaves Damon's room. She's, like, standing downstairs, yeah. and it's like you see her get an idea and, like, change mm-hmm. her course. You see her go to the basement. You see her go to the cellar. You see her pull out the dagger. Yeah. And then she just sits down and waits. She just sits yeah. next to his body and waits. Two originals in play, Klaus and Elijah,
love,
my favorites.
Love.
Let's go. I'm yeah. so obsessed.
Ugh.
What an episode. And I'm so obsessed for next episode.
Yeah.
We finally get Joseph Morgan face oh, reveal.
Yes.
And Elijah's back.
Yes. Oh, my God. Such a good episode.
Yeah. I know. I love this dance episode, but then it's like the next one is just as good. The next one after that is
just as good. Oh, it can only go up from here on out.
Oh, we're on yeah. such a high of the season. It's just
for sure.
like, yeah, just continually improving, improving, improving.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
So good. But yeah, amazing episode. John Baring, you will always be famous.
Yes.
He killed it.
Yeah.
Everything about this episode.
Totally.
Yeah. Speaking of kill, for our death section, I guess just getting right into it.
Yeah.
I had like a little dilemma. I don't know if we want to count Bonnie or not. I mean, no, she obviously no. lives, but Elena like sees she's not breathing. I don't know.
I think she just does a spell to like stop her pulse for a bit, but it's not death. So I think
okay.
Bonnie's counted as a near miss out, a fake out death.
Yeah, she's a little fake out.
But
okay.
no actual deaths.
So no deaths.
Especially since Damon stopped, or Stefan stopped Damon from killing the
random
teens.
Yeah.
So yeah, so just no deaths.
No deaths. Surprising with Klaus, but yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is. But our out-of-pockets, of course, I think we've got some things to choose from, some very dramatic to some very not dramatic.
Yeah.
Mine, of course, was the MiFi ad. What a dumb product placement of like, Bonnie, so you just died. Let me whip out my Wi-Fi, my portable Wi-Fi.
Yeah, one of the worst product placements for real.
It really is.
Yeah, I can even get on board with a call Matt.
Yeah.
But that was, yeah, the MiFi was pushing it.
Because it's in such a dramatic scene.
It is, yeah, they're reunited. He thought she was going to die.
You're literally, the tears are still drying on your face.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's like, so some MiFi?
Yeah, she's only like seconds ago come back to life. Yeah.
Silly.
Sure. Yeah, mine was, yeah, I think I have to go with Damon putting Elena through this.
Yeah.
I guess maybe more specifically like how drawn out it was. But yeah, I also was thinking a lot about how Elena has, I think because we reposted this TikTok actually, but of someone defending Elena, like she's gone through all of these traumatic things. Yeah, literally the episode before this, presumably a day, at most a week before this, Elena watched her birth mother die in front of her. Her adoptive parents have still only died really recently. Like, I don't know. This was a lot to put Elena through.
In 2 days.
Yeah, especially from like Damon's standpoint of, he's in love with her. I don't know.
Yeah. It's bad justification on his part. I definitely see that. I guess the question is, it's not out of pocket because it's too serious.
No, it is almost too serious for an out of pocket.
But would have done differently, I guess. Yeah. It's definitely somewhere on that scale of just like messed up, not good, wrong.
Not great. Yeah. But I'm good to go with the Wi-Fi or MiFi because...
Get it right.
Yeah, because, again, I do understand Damon's justification in the end. Like, the reaction being real.
Yeah.
So I'm like, also it fits with Damon's whole, if I have to be the villain, I will be.
Yeah.
So I'm good with MiFi.
We'll go with the MiFi. We'll go with MiFi. Because that's such a serious...
And they really just... It's pretty out of pocket.
It is very out of pocket.
Yeah.
But on the good note, on the fun aspects, which I don't know that we really even got to elaborate on so much, is the dance is so fun, obviously.
Yeah.
Love the 60s dance. Love the look of it. Love the feel of it. And obviously, music is a huge part of that.
Yeah.
So for our favorite songs of the episode, it's obviously all going to be like 60s stuff. That's pretty much all that gets played in the episode. Although most of them are like covers of songs that are from the 60s or feel 60s.
Yeah.
So I had two like... nominees, mentions, and a winner.
I also had two honorable mentions and one winner, but honestly I would be good with any song winning, so we'll see. I don't think we'll have exactly the same lists either.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess I'll do an honorable mention first. I don't think you have this one, but I wanted to give a little honorable mention to Last Kiss, which is, it's a cover in the episode. It's done by Trent Hobbs, I think it said, and I just love the original Pearl Jam song that I'm like, I like that song. I'll give it a little shout out. Yeah. But I would have gone with the original. They probably just couldn't get the rights or something. But also, Vampire Diaries loves their covers.
They do love
it. It's a cover heavy episode.
Yes, it is. Again, with like dances and stuff, I feel like they're trying to fit the vibe that they're going for. So they'll choose covers that like still fit the Vampire Diaries vibe, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's good. One little honorable mention.
Yeah, I'll go next. It's like we're playing like a one of those game mind wheel or whatever it is with the bombs, battleship or something. He's like, gonna hit somebody's
whose
winner.
Song will win out. Yeah.
My first one, I guess, is Hush by Kula Shaker. I don't know how to say it, and I'm so sorry to whoever that person is. But that is when Klaus first arrives at the dance by himself, and he's like dancing through the crowd, and it's like so fun.
That is fun. And I didn't have that one, so that's good. My next honorable mention, I'm concerned, could be your winner. I don't know. I have to go with Dedicated to the One I Love by the Mamas and Papas. Iconic.
Iconic. So iconic, I would argue it is the absolute clear winner of the episode. I think it's a clear winner.
I always go on vibes. I have a better vibes.
I feel like this is better vibes than any song. And it also is like the...
any song ever written.
It's one of my actual favorite songs like ever. I do listen to this on the regular.
I didn't know, so I just... All right, if I'm not in the next app, you know what happened to me.
But I feel like... it's also tied so strongly to the episode in that,
that's
like,
fair.
Klaus dedicates it to Elena, and then when it plays and you hear the lyrics, you're like, oh, that's so funny of him.
That's fair.
So I loved this one because I was like, I just love that it
That's fair.
It's also the only song that's actually from the 60s in the episode, so I was like, thank God.
Yeah, that's
they
fair.
Play something that actually is like era accurate.
Yeah.
So I love the song personally. I love it in the episode, and I love how it serves like Klaus playing this, because it also feels appropriate that Klaus would be the one that would actually be like, we're playing a real song
from
the 60s.
Yeah, it's like the only song that's not like a cover or
the actual song.
Yeah.
So that was my clear winner. I love that song.
Okay, fair. I had to go with, for my winner, which I don't feel that strongly about. We can do dedicated to the one I love.
You're about to let your Damon biases run wild, aren't you?
Maybe. I'm going with I Think We're Alone Now.
Yeah.
By the Birthday Massacre. One, I really liked it because, first of all, I really like that song. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite songs ever written, but
yeah.
I Think We're Alone Now. I think it's in like maybe like a Rugrats movie or something. So I've been a long time fan of I Think We're Alone Now.
Fair.
But I also love that even though they did a bunch of covers in this episode, this one is covered by the Birthday Massacre.
Yeah.
Who did the Happy Birthday song from the Lexi episode.
Yes.
So I liked that. But I'm okay with it not being the winner because, again, the Klaus moment is very iconic.
It's so iconic. And this moment is iconic because, as you failed to mention, it is when Damon is dancing.
Well, I didn't want my bias to show.
Oh, yeah. Which I like this song a lot. It was the cover aspect for me that made
me. That's fair.
I was like, sorry to the Birthday Massacre, but I would never listen to this cover. I would listen to the actual song.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
They do a good cover. It's
fun.
It's very Vampire Diaries, so I see why they chose a cover over the original. But yeah, I mean, my bias is one out by doing like an original, you know, dedicated to the one I love. And then the lyrics being iconic to the moment, I was like,
that's fair.
It just had to be the winner to me. But
that's fair. I'm good with Dedicated to the One I Love by the Mamas and the Papas. That can be our winner. I'll just go listen to I Think We're Alone Now by myself. It's fine.
I guess as song intended, I think we're alone
now. Yeah, I think I'm alone in thinking this is the best song. That's okay.
We'll run a poll and see what people think.
No. We can't trust the polls. It's always 50-50.
Well, it'll still be the winner, but we'll see what they think.
Okay, we'll see what everyone else thinks. Okay. As for quote, getting into that little crazy order on this outro.
Sorry, whoops, that was my bad. I got it too excited.
It's okay. That's okay. We already said the quote I have, so I'll just say it. I was going to go with my quote. Even though I hated Damon's little earlier like self-righteous speech, I did really like the quote you already gave when Damon is talking to Elena in that last scene about like apology accepted, but let me be clear about something. If it comes down to you and the witch again, I will gladly let Bonnie die. I will always choose you. That's iconic.
The clear winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I shortened it for me just to I will always choose you as being the iconic part.
Yes. Yeah.
But the long line, yeah, that's the memorable part of this episode.
For
and
sure.
It was the clear winner in my eyes too.
Yeah.
I did want to give a little shout out to I Have Moves You've Never Seen Before.
Oh, that was good too.
When Damon and Elena are dancing because it's just so fun.
It's such
an iconic scene. So funny, so cute, so flirty. I love them dancing together. Different vibes and I Will Always Choose You, but
for sure
I Will Always Choose You is so iconic. It just like it has to be the best quote. It's such a important moment for the two of them, and I think it's important and interesting to compare to the next episode where we'll of course hear Stefan saying a sort of similar thing to Elijah.
Yes.
It'll be interesting to talk about that. I'm
excited
about that.
I'll have much to say, as always.
Yes. As always, we will always have much to say. But for this episode, you can listen to our best song winner, Dedicated to the One I Love, in our Song of the Episode playlist in our Spotify. It's linked in our various bios descriptions, as is our Instagram and our TikTok, where you can find just funny memes, clips, all sorts of things. We're always doing something fun over there, and you can join the conversation.
Yeah, and if you want to listen to the episode, you can listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Or if you're not already watching the video version and you want to see our amazing 60s outfits, you can watch the video version of the podcast on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So join us next week for another amazing episode. Like we said, it only goes up from here. Season 2, episode 19, Klaus.
Love when it's just a name. Love a Katarina and Isabel and a Klaus.
Name, I'm in already, immediately. Yeah. But in this episode, we'll have Klaus, Joseph Morgan face reveal.
Finally.
Elijah's back.
Mm-hmm.
Flashbacks.
And, 1400s. Yeah, human Catherine.
Yeah, more amazing Catherine outfits. Yeah.
Yeah. So excited.
So good.
So ready to talk about that one. But this is this one. The Last Dance.
Yeah, The Last Dance. Another decade dance in the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for watching and or listening to this one. Hope we see you next week. Bye.
Bye.